It's business made simple with Bizval, exclusively on In Season.
Good morning, Graham. How are you doing?
Fantastic, Saki. Wonderful to be here. It's a cold and rainy Wednesday, but as we were saying when you walked into the studio, I mean, there are no cameras in the room, but Saki, you know, you look as though you're dressed to go out on a town in London with your trench coat and trendy jeans and tackies or what have you. And we're looking out the window, and even in the rain and storms, we've got surfers out in Muesenberg, which is, these guys must be a little bit crazy, I think.
They're out every day. I always say that maybe when I become a surfer myself, I'll understand why they're out every single day. But I see that you're not alone.
Fantastic. Yeah, so we've got another guest today. It's always wonderful to have guests in the studio. So today we're going to be talking to Matthew Smith. Matthew is a chartered accountant. He's the co-founder of a business called Worth with three T's.
Okay.
I don't know if that's a reference to the Holy Trinity, but Matt will maybe talk about that a bit later. But you know, it's an innovative accounting and financial management business, and they service clients in the US. So he's another South African making, you know, inroads in other parts of the world. He's also actively involved in his church and has been known to deliver a sermon or two. So awesome. I think we're building him up here and you know, creating some big expectations for today. But Matt and I first met a few years ago. I was working on a deal for a client of mine, and he was the tax advisor on the deal. And since then, I think we just hit it off and have maintained, you know, both a personal friendship and a professional relationship. So he's going to share a bit about his business journey over the last few years. And yeah, really excited to have him here.
Yeah, Matt, welcome. How are you doing?
Hi, Saki. Yeah, really good, thanks. And thanks for having me on the show today.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to have you.
Cool. So look, Matt, thank you that you could join us. And we're really excited for you to share your story. So would you mind, you know, I've given a little bit of background about you. Would you give our listeners just a brief introduction to who's Matt?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, my name's Matt. I am originally from KZN. I still have a bit of a KZN twang to my accent, and have a very close-knit family, most of which are still living in KZN. I currently live in Wynberg with my wife, Kendall. We have two cats, Miles and T'Challa, who keep us busy for the time being, trusting for hopefully some kids on the way at some point. Yeah, we've been living in Cape Town now for close on 10 years. From a work-wise point, I knew from a pretty young age I was going to be an accountant. I studied in Grahamstown at Rhodes University, which is where I met my wife. She was studying law at the time and is now a lawyer. And after my honors year, I spent a year lecturing at the university, which I thoroughly enjoyed. And sort of developed a passion for teaching, and could definitely see myself going back into that space at some point in time. Okay. And after Grahamstown, I sort of made my way down to the Cape and came and did my accounting articles at a company called Moore, which is where I met Graham. And I loved my time there. I moved into our advisory division and specialized in tax advisory, which is where Graham mentioned that we worked on a mutual client together. Mm-hmm. And then about 3 years ago, I transitioned out of that space to a US company called Clever that provided fractional CFO services. And I was based at their Cape Town office for 2 years. And then a little over, sort of towards the end of last year, a close friend of mine and I started our own business called Worth Advisory.
Yeah.
And then a bit about me outside of work, like Graham alluded to, Kendall and I are both part of a family of churches called Every Nation. We serve at the Every Nation City Bowl congregation that meets in Rondebosch. Mm-hmm. And then when I'm not working or at church, I enjoy both movies and sport. And so, yeah, that's what you'll find me doing.
I think you were fortunate enough to be over in France during the World Cup last year, weren't you?
Yeah, we were very fortunate to be in France last year. We went to go and watch the only game South Africa lost, unfortunately, to Ireland. So it was good to see us turn that around.
Retribution on the weekend.
it was lots of fun. It was great to still be there.
Awesome. Yeah.
Fantastic. So Matt, I mean, okay, you're an accountant by training. You know, the stereotype is that accountants are risk averse. But, you know, you've decided to venture out and start your own business. So, you know, tell us a little bit about Worth. You know, why you decided to start it. You guys have been going for, what, about close on a year now. So tell us a little about the background to Worth, what you do, and a bit about that journey.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, Worth is spelt with three T's, pretty intentional. They stand for Transform Tomorrow Together. And part of a bigger sort of narrative building out businesses, you know, that are sort of running after that, transforming tomorrow together. And probably best place to start would be with who my partner is in the business. And he's a very close friend of mine. His name's Matt Budden. He currently lives with his wife and daughter in the States. And yeah, we first met about 9 years ago. We were attending the same church at the time. And he too had also spent a year lecturing after his honors year. So it followed a pretty similar path, and it just so happened that he was coming to do his articles at the same firm that I was working at. Mm-hmm. And so our friendship and working relationship began all the way back then, and we ended up working in the same advisory division. And once he completed his articles, he then transitioned, you know, his focus was mainly on corporate finance, so similar to what Graham does in the valuations world. And once he had finished his articles, he joined this US-based company and quickly convinced me to join soon after. Mm-hmm. And yeah, Matt and his wife Anne have been very close friends of Kendall and I. The four of us were part of the same life group at church for a number of years, and so we've journeyed together in various areas of our lives. And yeah, towards the end of last year, Matt and I decided we were ready for our next sort of venture. We had always spoken about doing business together. Mm-hmm. And during our time at the previous company in the US, we had built a close relationship with a wealth planner. Her name is Caitlin in the US. And when we mentioned that we were thinking of exploring other opportunities, she encouraged us to partner with her in building something that was boutique around her existing wealth planning business. And I can't really speak on behalf of Matt, but I don't think I would have had the courage to start it on my own.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, I mean, we did chat about how it probably made most sense to do it together, otherwise to not do it at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sort of how Worth Advisory began. And so what do we do? Well, we are a fractional CFO. So for those who aren't familiar with what that is, it's predominantly a service offering for sort of small to medium-sized businesses who can't typically afford to have their own in-house CFO,
mm-hmm.
Just because that can be somewhat of a costly service. And so we provide all of your accounting, bookkeeping, tax, payroll, financial strategy services. But because we don't work full time on any particular client, we are able to offer it at a more affordable rate.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like Graham mentioned, we only service clients in the US and have been lucky to have Caitlin as a partner. And so we've have access to her client base, and she continues to refer us clients, which is fantastic, and we're slowly building our own network there in the States. And yeah,
fantastic. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just so wonderful to hear founder stories, and you know, you touch on this, Matt, but I mean, it goes beyond just business. You know, often mm-hmm. in the founder stories, there's a partner, there's a friend, and
yeah.
You know, so often people say, I don't go into business with friends, or don't go into business with family, but the reality is if you're aligned and you've got a similar value set and you mm-hmm. you're clear about what you're trying to achieve, those can be some of the best partnerships to form. I mean, there's obviously hidden dangers along the way, but
of course, yeah.
You know, I think it's wonderful to hear of that sort of journey that is successful. You know, it goes against the narrative of you know, don't go into business with friends. And I think, you know, maybe a little bit later we'll just touch again on a little bit about Matt and your journey together. But, you know, you've kind of introduced that. But can you maybe just share, you know, you've spoken a little bit kind of how you moved into the States. You know, and it's just wonderful to see South Africans making an impact in the world.
Yeah.
Can you share a little bit about why you decided to focus on building in the US? Now, part of that might have been a little bit kind of just right time, opportunity presented itself and being ready for it. But also, why do you believe South African professionals or South Africans in general are well equipped to, you know, service other clients, you know, and how do you do that? You know, you're across time zones. If you can just talk about some of the reasons, one, for building in the US, South African skills, how they're relevant, how we come across in the rest of the world. You know, also, I guess you've got Matt in the US and you've got Caitlin, who's your partner in the US. So maybe just touch on some of those things around, South Africans building globally and what that means for you.
For sure. I think, you know, a big part of us building in the US was that we did have somewhat of a foundation to build off with Caitlin, and so we're super grateful for that. But the US itself, having sort of only really gotten exposure to it when I joined that previous company 3 years ago, it was really enlightening and sort of intriguing to see how people were doing business in the US compared to South Africa. Having, you know, done my audit articles and spent some time in the tax advisory space, I'd only really interacted with your typical brick and mortar business and was sort of thrown into an environment where men and women were making money out of their basements, you know, and their laptops. And it was just a completely different business world to what I'd had exposure to. And I do see more and more of that happening here in South Africa as well, but it's just at a far larger scale in the US, and was really intrigued. We had a lot more exposure to the software, you know, as a service space, it sort of, you know, intrigued me, and I was excited to do more work in that space. You know, why I think SA skills are relevant to the US market, I think the quality of South African accountants is pretty unrivaled around the world. And I've worked with a number of accountants in the US, and you know, some of them have been great, but for the most part, I've found a lack of breadth of expertise. I think we have very well-rounded accountants here in South Africa who are pretty detailed understanding of most commercial aspects, and so it's great being able to work with other South African accountants. And then I think a major win, you know, out of a really traumatic time of COVID, is that we're able to work pretty much anywhere in the world these days, and so it's just from an affordability perspective, if we can work in South Africa and service US-based clients, it's just that much more affordable from a costing perspective.
Yeah. I mean, I think if any of you have traveled overseas, I mean, you know, the last time I was in London, I think a cappuccino cost £5, you know, so there's clearly a bit of a price arbitrage over there as well, you know, and, you know, it's not as though we have to pay people like minimum wage to service that over here either. You know, I think that's often a perception with outsourcing to other countries, particularly in the US, I think, well, are you paying people slave wage, so to speak? That's not the case at all. But I think, Matt, there's also an interesting parallel. You know, as you go out from your home market, and even just to put a biblical perspective on that, you know, when, you know, Paul and the apostles started building the church, they didn't just stay in Jerusalem and, you know, go from synagogue to synagogue. They got out there, you know. They went to Rome, they went to Greece, they went to all those places and spread the word, you know, and it's a bit like that, you know, you have to take that leap of faith to step out of your backyard, so to speak.
Absolutely, and I think, you know, we'll chat a bit later on just the sort of human connection part of this business, and Matt and I have just come back, Kendall and I went on a trip to the US to go and meet with clients and sort of just explore a bit of the US. I'd never been, despite working there for 3 years, and it was just an awesome opportunity to go and connect with people and build those relationships, and like you say, go out and don't just think about sort of our neighborhood.
100%. So Matt, I mean, never mind different countries, I mean, I didn't even ask you when do you get to sleep given the time zone difference, but you know, you're making a success of building this business. But I think one of the important things is like when the church grew, there's got to be a strong set of core values. And not only that, you know, those values need to be shared amongst team members and clients. Can you share a little bit about Worth, you know, your core values and how those are linked to your personal values?
Yeah, absolutely. It's always a tough question when asking what your core values are. Ours, you know, we're quite lucky in that Matt and I and our wider team, we recently did an exercise on, you know, sort of distilling what our core values are. So I had that document to sort of look back on. But yeah, I would say that the sort of the top five core values for me are faith. Yeah, family and friendship are really important. Humor and fun are a big part of life for me. And then...
So accountants aren't boring. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. I can't speak on behalf of everyone, but definitely wouldn't want to be viewed as that.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, creativity and is important to me and excellence. So those are sort of, you know, and then... You know, I think about things that I strive for, things like humility and compassion. You know, those are also really important. And yeah, so how those sort of feed into our business core values. Our core values are human connection. And these aren't typical accounting firm core values. Human connection, excellence, creativity, and teamwork. And we've been pretty intentional about those four core values because they sort of... what you know bring us alive, Matt and I specifically, and speak to, you know, what we're really going after with this business in terms of meeting people where they're at, building these relationships, working together, being innovative. So I know creativity is not like the best word when you think of an accountant and creative accountants. That's not the sort of what we're going after, but we're looking for innovation and ways to bring new ways to solve problems in our clients' businesses and then obviously striving for excellence.
And I think, you know, I mean, given that you're working funny time zones and most of your, you know, I guess connections are remote, you know, so via Zoom or via phone calls, whatever the case might be, it's even more important that you're able to do that. You're not in the same room feeding off each other's energy and all of that. And I guess it's a little bit like radio, right? You know, I mean, all the listeners out there feel like they like know Sakia as a sister, I'm guessing, you know, but they've never seen her, you know, and it's a little bit like that. But when you can kind of live those values, it's easy to, you know, kind of connect with your clients, even though you're across the Atlantic Ocean, you know. So, so maybe, I mean, just spend a little bit more, you know, can you give us an example perhaps of like when these values have been challenged? You know, I know it's always easy. I think C.S. Lewis said, you know, that courage in itself is not a virtue, but it's every virtue at its testing point, you know. So it's all very well and good to say, okay, well, my core values. But those are seldom really tested until you're confronted with a situation where they are. So, I mean, have you had an example where you've actually had to test or confront some of those values, and how have you dealt with it?
Yeah, for sure.
You thought the previous question was hard. So.
I can't think of anything right, you know, more recently. But I think excellence has always been a big part of something that I've strived for. You know, working in the tax space previously, it's critical. We can't afford to be wrong when it comes to taxes. And I do remember back to a previous job where I was sort of reviewing a pretty complex restructure we had done for a client and picked up a mistake in a tax return. It was a really nuanced and complicated interpretation of the tax laws. But recognized it that it was a mistake, and we had filed the tax return and taxes had been paid, but in order to go and fix the tax return, there would be more taxes to be paid. And I remember spending hours trying to find a solution so that we wouldn't have to go and confront the client and have to redo this tax return. And I remember being, we couldn't find a solution, and I remember being encouraged by the partner that I was working under to sort of own it and uphold that excellence and confront the client and be clear as to why the mistake had occurred and how we were going to go about rectifying it. And I remember being petrified going to have that meeting. And super thankful for the power of prayer before you enter into those sort of interactions. And I remember being pretty overwhelmed by the response, which was, you know, an appreciation for the attention to detail and looking out for a client. And so it all ended up working out. You know, we rectified the return and all was good.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, that, you know, you talk about excellence, but excellence doesn't mean being right all the time necessarily. Yeah. I guess it means that, and that client probably respected you even more, because you could have, the alternative course of action, which a lot of people would have done, was just kind of ignored it and hope that nobody picked it up. And they might have got away with it. But I mean, excellence in your mind was having the integrity to confront them, despite the fear, leaning into that. And then at the end of the day, the client was probably left with a sense of, okay, well, look, if they're going to go back and double check themselves on this issue, at least I know they've got my back in, you know, potentially more difficult issues. So, yeah, I think it's a great example of that situation, you know. So, Matt, you know, just keeping half an eye on the time, I mean, I think you've already spoken a little bit about Matt, and there's kind of one more question I want to ask you after diving about the other Matt again. You know, all the T's and all the M's, it's can get quite confusing. But, you know, I think one of the things I just want to ask you about, you know, the importance of partnerships. You know, you built a business together with the other Matt. But what for you, in terms of that relationship, what makes for a good partner? Why do you think your relationship with Matt works? You know, how do you support and complement each other? Yeah, and then maybe just to extend that a little bit, you know, are there any other partnerships that are important to you? You know, whether it's with your clients or your suppliers or your providers. Maybe you can just share a few thoughts on that.
Yeah, for sure. I think, to be honest, Matt and I are fairly similar in what we're passionate about. We both love to teach, and relationships are a big part of what sort of brings us energy. That being said, you know, we've recognized that building a business together, we can't both be focused on the same things, it has, you know, we do recognize that there are parts that I enjoy more, you know, more of the back end building reports and data analysis that sort of, I get a little bit more enjoyment out of that than Matt does. And he finds he really enjoys the sales and marketing side. So it's good to, you know, define what those roles look like and lean into those more so that we do complement each other from a business partnership perspective. And I think partnerships are really sort of what my life revolves around. I'm super thankful for the leadership that I have had access to, whether that be in the workspace or in church and community. And I have a wonderful wife that I'm thankful for the partnership that we share and my walk with the Lord. And I think when I think of Kendall and blessed to have a wife that is very grounded. I tend to be a little bit more up in the clouds and somewhat unreasonable.
more of a dreamer.
Definitely more on the unreasonable side of things. And I think I try hard to get her to come up to that, and she keeps me a bit more grounded. And I think that's that's something that we both love about one another. And she's a wonderful advocate has definitely helped and prayed for Matt and I as we've sort of transitioned into this new business. And people like Graham who have journeyed with me as well through this and have really encouraged and supported us and brought insight, who have, you know, perhaps walked the road ahead. We're super thankful for those relationships that we get to lean on people.
Fantastic. So I'm going to ask you one more question, and, you know, we don't always ask this. It's interesting you're talking about teaching. Our last guest was Ilse from UpEd. Yeah. I mean, she was a teacher who went into business, so there seems to be a bit of a theme around teaching and that coming through. So just interesting anecdote from my side. But Matt, we know you're a committed Christian, and we don't always ask this because, you know, not all our guests necessarily are, even though we are a Christian station. But, you know, can you maybe just share a little bit about the importance of your faith in your personal and your business journey, you know, and what that's meant for you?
Absolutely. My sort of faith journey starts out as a child. I grew up in a Christian household and have been going to church all my life, which I'm super thankful for, and thankful to my parents for that. I would say it's probably only in the last few years that I've served in more of a leadership role within our church. And Kendall and I serve in a few different areas at our church, and we love to serve in those areas. I think coming up, we have our biannual pre-marriage course starting in a few weeks, which Kendall and I facilitate, and it's such an epic time where we get to sort of share testimonies about what married life looks like. And we have other couples in our church who come and join us, and it's just really awesome equipping time for those engaged couples who are getting ready to sort of get married. I do have a, weirdly enough, I've been asked to officiate a lot of weddings, and so that's that's a space that I find myself spending a good few weekends a year doing. I definitely, you know, I've journeyed with our pastor's name's Mark Simpson, and just around sort of what, you know, the calling over my life is, and there's definitely a calling into the ministry space, and just exploring what exactly that looks like, whether that is, you know, without a doubt teaching comes in a variety of different forms, and so just distilling exactly where that is.
Fantastic. Well, Matt, I mean, from my side, it's such an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. You know, I mean, I think I just love how real you are, and just, you know, being vulnerable and sharing your journey. You know, at the end of the day, we've got the privilege of this platform to engage people. And for me, it's just such an inspiration to see, you know, you kind of taking that step out in faith, talking about partnership, talking about, you know, kind of venturing beyond your backyard into new shores. And, you know, for the listeners out there, hopefully, you know, there's something about Matt's journey that you resonate with. So thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
It's truly, truly been amazing having you, Matt. And it's funny that he mentioned that his wife is the one who's grounded, but I've been receiving that kind of what can I say, energy from you, that you're humble, you're grounded, down to earth. So when you said that you're there, I was like, okay. but truly, it's been really amazing to have you join us. But before we let you go, if, you know, one of our listeners would like to get a hold of you, follow your journey or even your business, how can they do so?
Awesome. We do have a website. It's Worth Advisory. So it's Worth with triple T. And we do, I believe we have an Instagram account. I'm not on Instagram, okay. But you can. It's at Worth, again, with triple T. And those are probably the two predominant. If you would like to email me, my email address is mattsmith, mattsmith, @worth.com.
Cool. We should do a spot test to see if everyone can remember what the three T's stand for. So.
Cool. Fantastic. Thanks for having me.
It's been a pleasure. And I'm seeing you in 2 weeks' time, Graham?
Yep. 2 weeks' time. We'll be back.
All right. It's Business Made Simple with Bizval.
It's Business Made Simple with Bizval. Exclusively on In Season.